Get in here and give us your perspective. We're listening. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back to Perspectives, live with Ashley Burgess in the house here at 570 KLIF. And you can listen on iHeartRadio as well, which is such a cool app because if you're not living in this area, you can catch it, as well as you can even listen on your cell phone. So, you know, we were talking right before the Perspectives Pulse about the stacking game. And so that was a game that you really, like, stack everybody's phones. So if you're at, like, a cafe, or you're at a restaurant, or you're at a bar, doesn't matter where you are. I mean, you could be at a strip club for all it matters, but you put them in a stack, and then the first person to grab the phone has to pay the bill for everybody. It's that easy. So that was pretty cool. But let's talk a little bit about texting etiquette before the end of this hour. And we'll bring a little bit of this up as well next week. But, you know, texting etiquette is so vital now because people use texting for everything. You know, the first thing I like to talk about is the caps, all caps. All caps are not good. If you're going to put all caps and 1,000 exclamation points, there's a problem. If it's that big of a deal and it's that important of a deal, you know what? You need to just call the person up and tell them, like, this news that you have, because it must be some really, really great news. Or if you're mad at somebody, you need to pick up the phone too, because this is not that cool. All caps just doesn't really work that way. You know, another thing that is kind of, I think, the biggest deal is the timing of text. So, like, if you text somebody and you don't hear back from them, you don't want to keep texting them. I mean, you really need to have, like, the 24-hour Burgess rule. I think that's important. I mean, you can sit there and say, well, maybe they didn't get the text, or maybe they didn't see it. Well, maybe they didn't. Maybe they got 150 other texts and they didn't see your text. But you really should wait 24 hours before repeating that text or sending something similar to it, because, you know, a lot of people are really busy and they might not have even seen it. It's not that they're ignoring you, but if you hassle them and keep texting, and you know, some people call it like the text stalking, where it's like over and over and over again, and you don't even have a chance to catch up, and it almost boggles your mind, as well as sometimes it can kind of get you mad and kind of piss you off. And so that's something to really consider. That 24-hour rule is important. Now let's say, like, in 24 hours you text them again and you still don't get a response. Well, you know, you really need to check your friendship, I think, at that point, or you need to pick up the phone. And if they don't answer then you need to kind of, like, think about either they're out of the country, they're sick, or they're not responding to you. So you just got to move on. Again, it's about expectations. And I think that's important. You know, and about the exclamation points, that kind of thing. As well as, you know, picking up the phone and calling people can do you so much better, so many wonders in life, because sometimes now making that call means more than it ever did. Before, people would just call each other about anything. I mean, quite honestly, but if you really want to get somewhere, I think, and I'm giving out one of my little tricks of the trade, is you really need to pick up the phone and call, because it's almost like writing a letter nowadays. If you go that far to pick up the phone and to make a call, you're really going to get a response back, or at least they're going to respond, and unless they don't listen to voicemails at all, which they're behind the times at this point, because I think people are flipping backwards now and leaving texting for calling again. So I think that's going to make a real rise, honestly. So I think that's something to consider. But next week, you know, we got a lot on our plates. Next week, we're going to go back to the whole idea of how expectations suck, which we really discussed that tonight as well. But we're going to talk about the BBD and how you really have to ignore the bigger, better deal and realize that you have that yourself, as well as just stopping the expectations. I mean, we can all say they suck, but you have to actually understand how to stop expecting things to happen, how to make that stop. And I know how to do that. And when you do it, it's amazing, because things happen so cool. It's like beyond cool. It's like cool, positive film cool, like in Technicolor Dream Captivation. But it's like when you're having all these expectations and things don't follow the way they should, and then you start getting down that something happens, then you get down again that something else happens, and eventually you're down like this negative thing that happens, and it's just kind of, it just ruins everything. And so we're going to talk about how to really dismiss expectations, how to flip-flop them around, and how to make life work for you a little better. And I think that's pretty cool. So, you know, I think we had a really good discussion tonight. I think if you can keep into consideration that having a human being in front of you is so much more important than texting is really cool. And I'm working on that personally myself, as well as, you know, not updating my Facebook account when I'm hanging out with friends or family. And, you know, as well as kind of just being in the now. And, you know, I know there's a Power of Now book, and I know that in my book I talk about being in the present moment. And I think that that's so important because the present is a gift that you've been given, and you can't get it back. And all you can do is look back and say, well, I really wish I would have been involved. I really wish I would have been in that conversation, or I wish I would have been feeling something or seeing things the way they were instead of being on my phone. And I don't know if you might want to do a self-check as well, because I do this, and it had to be pointed out to me, and I didn't know it. When I'm doing a lot of texting, apparently I kind of have like a long face. I'm not smiling. I'm not like really happy and you know, jubilant about texting. And so you really need to think and maybe look in the mirror and see yourself when you're on the phone. Is it more of a hassle? Is this more of a job that you're texting and updating this and that and all this stuff? I mean, really look at your face, because I bet most of y'all listening aren't very happy about doing it. And you're almost thinking like you're getting carpal tunnel syndrome when you're trying to like type all this stuff out. And so you really need to think about what makes you happy. And if it's not texting and stuff like that, put the phone down. So anyway, we got a lot of stuff going on next week. I'm really looking forward to that show. I'm looking forward to you listening in and checking it out, as well as you can also call the station later on after the show for those tickets at 1-888-787-5543. I know that some of y'all the cat must have gotten your tongue, because our ratings are very high for this Sunday. We've been doing an excellent job, and we're ranked very high on Sunday. We're ranked the top show here in Dallas on Sunday nights here on the station, so we're doing pretty good. So next time, be a little more vocal. I'm looking forward to hearing your perspective. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, definitely go to the website, liveyourtruelife.org. Again, it's liveyourtruelife.org. Looking forward to next week, and you know what? Remember, you're the BBD. You're the bigger, better deal. We'll see you next week on 570 KLIF. Or on iHeartRadio app, and you know, stay tuned. We'll be back next Sunday. Good night.
If you or someone you know has been injured due to someone else's negligence in the Dallas area, take action. The Ailman Law Firm works on a contingency fee basis, so clients owe no attorney's fees and will not be required to pay any costs until a recovery is obtained for the client. Sergio E. Ailman is an experienced personal injury attorney in the Dallas area and will help you determine the options for repairing your car, handling any medical expenses, and lost wages. The Ailman Law Firm will fight hard to establish and prove the extent of damages to help individuals receive the compensation they deserve. Car accidents, trucking accidents, wrongful deaths, motorcycle accidents, slip and fall, and workplace injuries. Attorney Sergio Ailman believes in his clients' cases, and the primary goal at Ailman Law Office is to help you recover from your traumatic experience. Call the Ailman Law Firm today at 214-373-7774. That's 214-373-7774.